Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about learning from others. And I'm going to read to you from Amos chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15. This is our text for today. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day I punish Israel for their transgressions, I will also visit destruction on the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. I will destroy the winter house along with the summer house. The houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says the Lord. Again, that's Amos chapter 3, verses 13 and 15 through 15. Now, if ever there was a prophet for the people of Israel who had a social conscience, it was Amos. This sheep herder from ancient Israel looked at the greed and the materialism that marked his age, and he spoke out boldly against the rich who oppressed the poor. He promised that God would judge them for their greed. Now, it's easy to think that because we perform some religious ceremony, that we will be spared judgment. Think of a greedy, selfish man who cheats and steals to gain and maintain his wealth. The greedy man tells himself that God gives him a free pass on such sins because he regularly attends church. He might say to himself, God is pleased by my religious observance. But that man is blind to the fact that a religious facade cannot cover over a corrupt life, not before God. The greedy ones in ancient Israel found refuge in their religious observance, but God saw right through it. They would not find refuge in their idol worship. Instead, the altars of dedication to idols would be destroyed by God's judgment. When we build a place of idolatry, we invite God to destroy it. The horns of the altar at each corner were thought to represent the strength of the altar, just as the horns represent the strength of an animal, and God said, I'm going to cut them off. It's easy to think that because we have wealth, that we are spared from God's judgment. The greedy man looks at his big house and his fancy car, and he believes that somehow those things protect him from the troubles that other people endure. He tells himself that his material prosperity is God's mark of approval and that it is his security against a coming calamity. To these greedy people who trusted in their wealth, God spoke through Amos. He said, "The great houses shall have an end." God's judgment would not stop at places of idol worship. It would also extend to the places that were built and enjoyed through oppression and through robbery. We live in a greedy and materialistic age, but most of us think that we could never be judged for such things. Now, it's a matter of the heart much more than it is a matter of the bank account. The important thing for us to do is to learn from the warnings that the others received instead of only learning from our own judgment. That's learning too late. You see, we should learn from God's warning to the greedy and materialistic people in ancient Israel through the prophet Amos. And we should get right with God now, today, because we won't find refuge in religious appearances, or in our own material success. Today is a day to be transparent before God and surrender these things to Him. Again, do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.